Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever.
Welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Welcome to the show, folks. A very important show all about autism. It is National Autism Awareness Month, and we certainly want to do our part in making you aware of it. It's a developmental disorder that appears in the first 3 years of life and affects the brain's normal development of social and communication skills. It directly affects 1 in 88 children, including 1 in 54 boys. More children will be diagnosed with autism this year than with AIDS, diabetes, and cancer combined. Folks, I found that shocking because you hear so much more about AIDS, diabetes, and cancer than you do about autism, unfortunately. So hopefully we can do something today to change all that. Autism is the fastest growing developmental disorder in the United States. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that's CDC, Autism Spectrum Disorders, ASDS, are a group of developmental disabilities that can cause significant social communication and behavioral challenges. People with ASDs handle information in their brain differently than other people. ASDs are spectrum disorders. That means ASDs affect each person in different ways and can range from very mild to severe. People with ASDs share some similar symptoms, such as problems with social interactions, but there are differences in which the symptoms start, how severe they are, and the exact nature of the symptoms. And today we have us an extraordinary woman, Christine Frances Poe. She is an autism advocate, freelance writer at TICO, founder at Dorian Story, a magnificent mom, a mom who is really out there in the world to do something about this horrific situation called autism. Welcome to the show, Christine Frances Poe.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Joyce. I'm thrilled.
And I know you're quite an advocate. I know you know a great deal about it, and you know about it because you're living it every day firsthand with your wonderful son, Dorian. So what would you like to tell us about autism? Where would you like to start?
Well, you covered a lot of good information at the beginning. Millions of families around the world live with autism spectrum disorder. Dorian is one of them. Today I'd love to talk about his campaign with TICO and how he's trying to help raise autism awareness for these families. In January 2013, he sent his GAMS Webkinz Polliver TICO out into the world to raise autism awareness. And through TICO's eyes, Dorian was able to see the world and imagine all that was out there. For children with autism spectrum disorder, there's a lot of anxiety when it comes to traveling. So after seeing TICO's adventures through the pictures people would take when they're away, they'd send in postcards, Dorian found the courage to take his first trip ever this year. So TICO has now become the symbol of hope, compassion, and courage for everyone living with autism while promoting children's brain health around the world.
Wow, very impressive indeed. Let's start by finding out a bit more about your family's personal experience living with a child with autism.
Well, it's been a very difficult journey for us. Between the ages 2 through 7, Dorian had multiple meltdowns throughout the day. They'd last an hour or more. When frustrated, he would actually beat up on us and my husband, his older brother by 3 years, and it really hurt. He's a pretty strong kid. And due to Dorian's anxiety, you know, we'd avoid public settings. We hide out at home a lot. This happens with a lot of families living with autism. So when it was necessary to venture out, Dorian was publicly perceived as a spoiled brat rather than a child with challenges. So there wasn't a lot of compassion when I would go out, and I've heard this from many, many moms. By the age of 5, Dorian had been kicked out of 3 preschool daycares, faced suspension within the public school system. I had to quit my job. I spent many days visiting specialists, teachers, school psychologists, collaborating on strategies that would benefit Dorian. My husband, he continued using his own methods for controlling the situation, and that did cause quite a bit of conflict. My eldest son was emotionally depressed from Dorian's constant need for sibling attention. So to be honest, Joyce, I was very close to a nervous breakdown, and I worried my marriage wouldn't survive. And now when I look back, I lovingly refer to this as the summer of Dorian.
Wow. God, I was getting the chills listening to your story. What came up immediately, I bet there are so many children to this day that are misdiagnosed, just like with ADD and all that happens along with that, and people don't know what it is. So they're busy making the child wrong and not understanding what they're going through. So that is really an amazing story, of, you know, that you're living it every single day. What was your, you said your husband had his own methods of dealing with it and it was controversial. What was that, if I might ask?
Well, what we would do is when I met with the specialist, the most important thing for these children is consistency. So you work out a plan that you recognize their trigger points. You understand the best way to talk to them, not to let it escalate, things like that. You know, my husband works very, very long hours, so he'd be gone from 7 in the morning till 7 at night, and very tired when he'd get home, and he always got the job of giving Dorian the story before bed, because that was their quality time. And, you know, Dorian had a lot of meltdowns at that time, and it would be, you know, a case of my husband not knowing quite what those triggers were or how to cut the escalation. He basically wasn't involved with the program, because what had to happen at my end is I had things in place that I would do. The school would do the same. The teacher's assistants would do the same. We would all be on the same page. And I find it's not him. I mean, it really is. I hear from a lot of moms. It's the husbands. It's very difficult. You know, they're wired differently too, just like these kids are, and they just do things differently.
Yes, I certainly
understand. It's kind of old school, you know what I mean? My way or the highway.
Yes, very old school. Women are more independent to go to the highway without putting up a huge battle. How old was Dorian when he was diagnosed?
He was 7. So you were very correct in saying it takes a very long time to pinpoint that diagnosis. You know, it was referred to then as, or at least Dorian's diagnosis was high-functioning Asperger's, and now, of course, it's referred to as autism spectrum disorder. And at that time, Dorian suffered tic disorders, shrugging, eye-rolling, repetitive behavior, such as, let's say, sniffing. He could sniff for 2 months straight. It would drive you crazy. And anyway, as a last resort, we needed to turn to medication. I was totally against it, but unfortunately in the school system, the public school system, to make life easier for the teachers, you do feel a bit of pressure there. So when your child's drowning, you basically have to throw them a life preserver. So it was a very last resort, but I'm very happy to say all these symptoms that he experienced at that time are gone, and he is now drug-free.
Wow, congratulations to you, your husband, and Dorian. How old is Dorian now?
He's 10 years old. He'll be 11 in August.
Okay, and you named what he has as autism spectrum disorder. What exactly does that mean? Why is it called that?
Well, the best way to describe it, I like the way his specialist described it to me. If you picture a rainbow, it represents all the children on the autism spectrum. So where they fall on the spectrum is determined by their symptoms. And because so many, as you said, on the spectrum share common traits, this is why it can take years to form a conclusive diagnosis.
And that's really sad, because while they're forming that diagnosis, look what a family is going through. Look what the kids are going
through. Oh, the family is suffering. It's really not a very pleasant journey.
And I have heard that, and we have done prior shows on autism as well. It is not an easy task at all for the family nor for the kid afflicted with it. Where did you go to find help for Dorian?
Well, in grade one, Dorian attended a 10-week program called EIEIO, and it assisted with social skills. So I would join him every Wednesday. You know, I once heard, you can love your child, but that doesn't mean you have to like them. So at that time,
oh, that's interesting.
Well,
very,
it's true.
Very well
said.
I get that.
As a mom, you just naturally love your child. At least I would hope so. But I'll admit it. There were a few years there I didn't like. I shouldn't say I didn't like my son. I definitely did not like his behavior. He was very hurtful. He showed absolutely no signs of remorse at that time. And I seriously worried, Joyce, we were raising a serial killer. I mean, that's how bad it was. The EIEIO program gave me a deep love and respect for Dorian and a special bond that can never, ever be broken. Children with autism are wired differently, and they just don't see the world as we do. So if you see it through their eyes, they just open you up to a world that's more beautiful than you can ever imagine.
You know, just listening to you, I don't know how a parent can even survive the challenges that you went through. When you said you thought you were going to have a nervous breakdown, I imagine that's putting it mildly, because I'm a pretty strong person. I don't know that I could deal with that on any level. I just don't know. I watch what goes on with, quote, normal kids today with, quote, somewhat normal behavior, and I say, I can't deal with that. And this is just normal, you know, mm-hmm. And of course that word is relative. So I can't even begin to imagine how you were able to deal with that. Were you in any group?
Pardon me?
Were you in any kind of a support group?
No, I was not. I've had many people said this before to myself and other moms of children with autism, is that God sends these children to you because they basically know that you can handle it. You know, they're a blessing. They really are. You just have to see it.
That's something that we think about with any of life's great challenges. Cancer, you got it because you can handle it and you can go out and make a difference to somebody else. Maybe you weren't cognizant of support groups then. Are you in any support groups now?
No, actually things are getting much better for us now. Dorian only has meltdowns maybe for a few minutes here and there. It's very rare. And he's still, of course, he's in a special needs school, so he's working on his social skills. He's getting better every day, and he has come a long way. I mean, he's just a beautiful little boy now. He has so much love and compassion for the world and so much joy in the littlest thing. He's just, you know, done a complete 180.
Well, given who his mom is, I mean, I can get how special you are, sincere, sweet, kind, considerate, compassionate, wonderful. Given that as a role model, so that would certainly make a huge difference. How has Dorian changed since attending a special needs school?
Well, after 2 years at Woodview Learning Center, followed by 2 years at Missing Links Academy, which is where he is now, which is an absolutely amazing school for children on the spectrum. Dorian's excelling. He's made a lot of friends. I mean, there was a time where, you know, we had to try to have a birthday party for him and nobody would show. But now he just has so many friends. He's learning about social cues. His meltdowns, as I said, they last minutes at a time. And although he's in grade 5, he's also working on a grade 6 curriculum. So most of all today, like I said, Dorian is just a very loving, compassionate little boy who really, his mission is to change the world and make it a better place for families living with autism.
Well, let's see if we can do our part here today to change the world and bring awareness to this. You might have mentioned where you went to find help for Dorian, but how did you find out about where to go? A lot of people want the help but are in the dark as to where to go. So how did you find help, and what was the main resource?
Well, you know what? I can really appreciate that, because I know that when I first received the diagnosis for Dorian, I found it extremely overwhelming. There were so many people that wanted to help. Maybe they already had a child with autism, or, you know, they've researched or they just knew something on the subject. But what happens is everybody comes at you from every angle. Did you look into this? There's government funding. There's this, there's that, and the other. And for me, it was like I wanted to crawl under a rock. It was just too much information all at once. And so basically I was very lucky that the school he was in, although it was a very difficult time with the school, and he was only in grade one and they were threatening to put him on half days the following year. And I knew how smart he was, and I thought, there's no way you're doing this to my kid. But basically, they're the ones who introduced us to the EIEIO program. So it was through the public school that we started that program, and the EIEIO program was at Woodview Learning Center, and they said, we highly recommend that Dorian come here. Now, it was a private school, and, you know, I'd asked about tuition, and I was told it was around $23,000 a year. And I thought, there's no way I can do this. At this point, things had gotten so bad, as I said, I'd quit my job. So there's no way I could do that. And my sister called me one day, and my sister's an absolute angel. And she said, you know, I didn't want to get your hopes up, but I've been back and forth talking to Woodview for 2 weeks. I'm going to donate or sponsor Dorian from my business for $10,000, and the school has a scholarship for $11,000 or $13,000 or whatever it was. And I was just so elated. So Brett and I went into the school, and they had everything in place for these children. I mean, they really understood these children. They didn't keep them in a little box. And all the little extras they had there, it was the first time I walked in somewhere and thought, somebody truly understands what I'm going through. And I felt the weight of the world off my shoulders, and I was just elated. And we sat down, and we were so thrilled he was going to go to this school. And that's when we were told they have a three-tier tuition program, depending on what his needs were. So we sat down, and, of course, Dorian was right off the end of the scale for all these things that he needed. And then we were told it was $45,500
a year. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Wow.
So I obviously broke down in tears because that was way, I mean, there was no way I could do that. And to have something put in your lap and say, we're going to make the world better and it's all going to be okay, and suddenly have it taken away, it was just too much for me. So I left, and I just thought about it and thought, no, he has to go there. My son, this is where he belongs. So I phoned them back, and I said, can you please, please give me until Monday? Can you hold his spot? I need to think on this. I think what I'm going to do is
What was that, like just a few days away?
It was Friday. Yeah, it was a few days away.
Oh, like a Thursday, weekend.
The weekend. And I said, I just need to work out a strategy. And what I did is I decided, you know, I have a sales and marketing background, so I thought I could start calling businesses, see if they would do donations for silent auction. I would put together some sort of fundraiser somehow. And I put up a marketing campaign, so I put Dorian's story on a piece of paper, and I sent it out to everybody, you know, saying this is what we're trying to do. And the most amazing thing happened at that point. My sister called me the very next day, and she said, I had shown your flyer to friends that were over for dinner. Now, one gentleman is Dean Armstrong from Armstrong Acting Studios in Toronto, and he was there with his fiance, who's actually from our hometown, and she had told them the story of what I was trying to do. And she said, Christine, she said, when they left, I was cleaning up after dinner, and there was a $4,000 check on the table.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And Dean,
saying now, this is nothing short of miraculous.
It was a miracle. I mean, there, you know, my nephew is an actor, and he had just gotten a very important role, and he told his mom, I'm going to donate $7,000 to Dorian.
Oh, my goodness.
By Monday, and my other nephew donated $100 because that's all he could, and he wanted to be a part of it. So by Monday, we were doing really well. So they were thrilled at the school. They said, we just cannot believe that you've done this, and we're just floored, and were so happy Dorian's going to come, and they gave me the rest of the year to kind of bring in what I could. So we did that for 2 years at $45,000 until we went to Missing Links, because Missing Links, they do a tuition based on Dorian's specific needs. So tuition would change depending on who the child was, but now it's $24,500 a year. We don't get a scholarship fund, though, but it still sounds better, you know, than $45,000.
It's awesome what you're sharing. Now, you're talking about a Friday that you're telling the school, can you give me till Monday? What was going through your mind in that moment that you even thought there was a chance, one chance in 10 million you could pull this off?
I didn't even think about whether I could or couldn't. All I knew was my son had to go there. He needs every opportunity for success, and he needs a better life. And I was just so tired of all the suffering he'd been through, you know, kicked out of the daycares. He was kicked out of an after-school care as well, which is the reason I had to quit my job, because I had no one to watch him after school. It just got too hard. But I just wanted him to have every opportunity. It never occurred to me that I couldn't make it happen, because I was guided. I just knew this is what I had to do.
An amazing, amazing story. And you were so committed, and you left no room for doubt about it happening, that you pulled it off. That is really, really amazing. Why is it so important for families living with autism to receive more government funding for educational support?
Many children with autism, they find it really difficult to be in a large group setting, so smaller classes that are provided by a special needs private school are more productive. And of course, I've told you about how it was for Dorian, and of course, I have the sales marketing background, which of course helps a lot, because I can pick up a phone and I can cold call these businesses and say, can you help donate to this event we're doing? I always think, what are the other parents doing, the single parents? You know, like maybe one parent. I've heard of that a lot, where a mom will have a child diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder and the father can't handle it and just leaves. Those who wouldn't know how to cold call to ask for donations, what are they to do to ensure their child receives the best education possible if there isn't enough government funding to support them? So, you know, where we live, we have a Halton District School Board. We have a Catholic District School Board. I truly believe there needs to be a special needs district school board, and that is my number one goal with TECO. That's my goal before I, you know, check out that. We need that.
Well, we're going to find out a lot more about TECO and his worldwide mission. First, let me go to one of our loyal friends and fans of the show, Country Boy. Do you have any knowledge or private relationship in some way with autism or friends or anything like that?
Hey, Joyce, you're going to think I'm crazy, but Joyce, my first degree, and I have 9 of them, was in child psychology and religion. I spent 37 years of my life working with kids with autistic abilities. But back in the day, they really didn't know how to label them. I was always working with kids. I ran our church nursery for the last 17 years. I have 360 to 400 kids every Sunday. But it was they knew that there was something wrong with certain kids in a big group. And I heard the lady say one of the first things that you do is learn that they don't operate very well in big, big groups. But we go from not having hardly any information to, I heard her say, to the people that think they want to know, or your friends or family or the people around you want to offer you advice. Now you get OD'd on information on what people think that you should do with your children. And then when you graduate, back from the encyclopedia days when I was working with autistic kids, there wasn't, you go online and you couldn't just Google it. When you did find programs that had assistance for you, it would cost so much that most of the people could never afford to have their children have special care and pay for it. Then I also noticed that most of the kids that I was working with, over 80%, probably even closer to 90%, were women, because for some reason when the man found out that their kid had some kind of something that they didn't quite how to put a label to, the men would always leave. So I had to deal with the children and their moms. But now you get to the point to where the moms are the ones that have to learn how to adjust and adapt. It's almost like you don't have a choice. You learn how to customize your life based on your children's lifestyle, how severe it is with them. So you actually have to build the fixtures around you to compensate for what you don't have. It was never geared for money, but you have to make sure and make those adjustments to eat certain things, like certain ways, watch them all the time. I freaked out the first time I seen somebody walk around, they had a leash wrapped on kids. And I'm like, oh, my God. But if you didn't have something tied to little Johnny, you'd look up and little Johnny would be gone. So it was just, it was a growth kind of thing, and I'll say kind of just coasting to a stop. When I say non-optional, that is one thing that I know that women will do. They will go and carry the world to the other side of the world for their child. And I've been able to see parents be able to do that. But now, with research, I even did some research with the government, they're relating a lot of the autism back to home cleaning products. So if you guys want to get more information on that, go to MSDS. MSDS. It stands for Material Safety Data Sheet. It's a list of the things that the government says. Johnson & Johnson has over 200 products that have the cheapest preservative in the world, which is formaldehyde, and a lot of things are relating back to the cleaning products that we actually have in the house. In closing, Joyce,
Wait one second. MSDS.org or .com? MSDS what?
.com.
MSDS. That's very important what you just said. I want to look that up as well.
Okay.
MSDS.com to find out about the toxic products and what's in them.
They say 4 out of 5 children now that are born with autism are related to home cleaning products. The number one killer in the United States for 10 consecutive years was a product called Clorox. It's 300 times stronger than tear gas and mace, and they've been selling it to us for over 40 years, knowing it would give you cancer. Autism is a fancy word for cancer. You know, there's a disability in the brain, the cognitive in the brain, because of things like Lysol and air fresheners and things that you read. If you can read the back of a can of Lysol, it says it's the registered pesticide. It's harmful to kids and domestic animals. And if it's harmful if you inhale it. There's 158 toothpastes on the market that have too much fluoride in it, which is slightly less poison than lead. It's more poison than lead and likely slightly poison than arsenic. So when you talk about 158 toothpastes on the market like Crest and Colgate that are leading back to autism and all the products, the government knows what they're doing. I work for them, and I couldn't say this on open air, and I know they're listening now, by revealing certain things that people don't know. That old myth about what you don't know won't hurt you, what you don't know is actually killing you. And one more, Joyce, even when I did research.
Go ahead, because I want to get back to Christine, but this is very valuable information. Go ahead.
But even your fruits and vegetables, on a younger age, especially with the children, people think that they wash their fruits and vegetables off when they take them home, but 90% of the people don't. You shine an apple up on your shirt sleeve. You take your squash and your cucumbers and your organic tomatoes home and you say you wash them. You really don't even wash them because they lightly mist them with wax. So you don't even
Country boy, this is great information. I will do a whole show with you about all this. No, just letting you know, this is very, very valuable.
Wash it with lemon juice.
Last thing, because I'll do a whole show about this, but go ahead.
Wash your foods with lemon juice. People out there that think that they're killing bacteria and things that's harmful to you are not washing their foods properly. They're not even wetting them. So if you want to make sure and wash your broccoli and your green beans and your apples and grapes and
Country
cherries
boy.
And things
we'll
off,
we'll do a whole show on this. I want to get back to Christine. So did you want to just end with any particular comment?
No, ma'am. That's fine.
You did great. I mean, that was really important, very powerful. Thank you. My God, every day I find out something new about you. You're like a walking encyclopedia, but what you're talking about requires a whole show. Christine, you want to make any comment as to what you just heard?
Well, I think it's truly wonderful that he worked that long with the kids and you know, reaffirm what I said, that a lot of husbands, they can't take it and they leave, you know. As for the fruit, vegetables, you know, I mean, for myself, I've always been very, very careful to clean all that stuff and not have any cleaners near my kids. But, I mean, nobody really knows at this point for sure what is causing it.
I do know of what he speaks. I wasn't familiar with the website, msds.com, because I'm committed to people using healthy products. I do know that these products are toxic. I do know that they're killers. I do know they cause cancer. I am a home business coach. For one of the reasons being that I really want to make a difference in the world, and you'll get some insight into that if you just listen to how I choose a home business, totally connected to what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The home biz I choose will have to be a company whose products are so healthy. The company I call my own has an upline and leaders with a positive tone. The comp plan is generous, the products all great. It's time to join in, no reason to wait. We'll be smitten as we're sitting in a business that we are all winning. A company who does care, the business I must share with you.
Contact Joyce Barry, the home business coach, and you could start earning extra income today. Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com for a part-time, full-time, anytime opportunity. If you want to improve your finances, get out of debt, save money, and make money now. coachjoyce@aol.com.
And, folks, if you send that email to coachjoyce@aol.com, put radio show in the subject line. I promise those are the emails I give priority to. Put your name, phone numbers, best time to reach you, because I do a lot of shows about healthy, non-toxic products. I know what he's talking about with products like toothpaste, and it says on the back, contact your local poison control center if accidentally ingested. My products are all healthy, and they're also a way to utilize them when you share them with others. And I don't say sell, I say share them with others, because you're going to want to make their lives better. So if you contact me at that email address, I will call you, and we could talk about not only are you making your home a healthy home with really good products, but how you can earn extra income just by sharing them. So he brought all that up, and you know, when I go to the studio lines and see if people want to contribute, I never know with who it's going to be and what it's going to be about, but he did bring up a very valid point. Back to you, Christine. Are you familiar with, you know, the differences about, you know, using very healthy products and...
Oh, absolutely.
And keeping
absolutely
away from those chemicals?
Yes, I do. I know a lot of people, well, this is why I was saying that we're not 100% sure of what exactly causes autism, because I know a lot of families who are, you know, some people, friends of mine are even in the business where they sell healthy home care products and yet still can have a child with autism. So that's why, you know, we're not too sure of what is causing it, although I do believe that there's a lot of hazardous material in these products. I had a friend who was convinced she had cancer because she was using shampoo with paraben.
Yes, and as I said, I've heard all that, and you said, you know, people that sell some of these healthy products. But I venture to say that when I endorse something on my show, with all the integrity. They are extraordinary products, and with testimonies from around the world how they actually do make a difference.
Absolutely.
We do lots of shows on this stuff because we want to give you the resources to do the right thing. I'm really glad you're listening to the show about autism. Hopefully it's educational, but more importantly, that it inspires you to see what you can do, what your part will be, so you can have people be aware. I don't think that people really understand all that much. Like I say, it's not so much in the forefront of the public the way cancer is, the way heart attacks are, but it's really out there. And to see what parents go through, and I have heard that the mothers hang in there and the fathers take off. I have heard things of that nature. You know, mom was born with the maternal instincts, but fathers take off. So how difficult was it for you, Christine, just dealing with a husband that you didn't really feel that partnership with?
Well, at that moment in time, it was extremely difficult. We're getting into really personal questions, but I basically just had to be very open and honest, and we had a talk, and I said, this is my soulmate. Thought we'd be together forever, and I just don't know anymore. And we discussed it, and he did get on board at that point and work harder at it, and we do strategies together. So it's much better now. It was just we were all under so much stress at that time. You know, I had another son who has ADD, and, you know, we would have people come in, specialists, to try to work with Dorian. I remember one incident where we were in the backyard, and as I said, at that time, Dorian was very aggressive. So we were playing baseball, and it was a plastic bat, but he hit his brother with it, and his brother was crying and went into the house. So I went and followed his brother, and I told Dorian, I said, I will be right back. Now, the specialist, the woman who came in to observe and to help, she was with Dorian. I didn't leave him alone. But I went to help my other son, and her view on it was, well, why would you go with him? Why wouldn't you stay and help Dorian? And I said, because I will not reward negative behavior. I said, whereas I don't need my other son, who already gets less attention because of all the needs Dorian has, to think that I don't care when he gets hurt. So I'm going to deal with my hurt son first, and then I will come back, and there will be consequences, and I will discuss it with Dorian. So we had a lot of challenges back then.
Yeah, and I just want to say, Christine, I appreciate when you share something personal. We're going to hear more about Dorian and Tico. But when you share something personal, that's what impacts people, because they say, oh, that's what I'm going through. That's what the part that hits the nerve. That's the part that inspires people. So forgive me, because I certainly don't mean to be intrusive, but I do know that.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just sitting here thinking, oh, my husband's going to listen to this soon, and no, it's okay. You're right. Other people need to understand that, you know, somebody understands what they're going through.
Right, exactly. And folks, I want you all to understand why you should listen to our show every day. Today, it's about autism. It's always about something designed to impact someone somewhere. We are a worldwide show. It could be you. It could be someone you know. Listen up to what Beverly Nadler has to say about the value of the show in her own words and using her own creativity. She designed this poem.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the Internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And that was our health guru, Beverly Nadler. She's an extraordinary poetress, author, Vibrational Harmony. Go to Amazon.com. You can get her book. And she has our show every single Thursday, Here's to Your Health Thursday. And besides all her other many attributes, she was the lady who introduced us to Christine Francis Poe. And she says to tell you she wished she could jump on today and support you as well, but she is en route from Connecticut to New York. Back to you, Christine.
Oh, and I absolutely love Beverly. She's wonderful.
Now I want to hear much more about Dorian and Tico. We kind of laid the framework for all of that. When did Dorian start the Tico, T-I-K-K-O campaign to raise autism awareness? And what is the campaign?
Well, he actually began the TICO campaign in January 2013. And when people take TICO on vacation, I should go back just to remind your viewers that TICO is a Gans-Webkinz polar bear that was always like a security blanket for Dorian. It was his best friend. And this is what he decided to send out into the world to raise autism awareness. Gans actually heard about this, and they have been so supportive because what suddenly happened was when people heard about TICO, I was inundated with requests. You know, we'd love to get involved. We want to help raise awareness. Please let us take TICO on vacation. So I said to Gans, you know, it's very difficult for me with one polar bear. You know, I don't want to say no to anyone. This is a wonderful opportunity. So they actually donated 108 bears to our cause. So I'm now sitting in an office at the moment surrounded by 108 polar bears, minus the ones that are currently on vacation. So they do go on vacation, and the people that take TICO on vacation, they invite the locals that they meet wherever they go back to our Facebook page. They take fun photos. So people on the page love looking at these photos. We had one bear come back from Jamaica. That was our first trip. And they actually brought him back with a little orange, red, and yellow hat with dreadlocks. So it was the funniest thing. TICO has sat across from Justin Trudeau in Parliament. He's met Jim Carrey. He's met Devin Bostick from Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Jeff Dunham. He's traveled the globe, and he's also made two YouTube videos. One is Traveling TICO, Taking Autism Awareness to New Heights, where TICO actually jumped 10,000 feet with four seasoned skydivers playing Pass the TICO, kind of like Pass the Baby. And TICO also did another video, TICO Jumps into Action for Autism Awareness. And there, TICO dove off the Macau Tower in China, which is the highest bungee jump in the world. So I am always looking for different opportunities for TICO to show the world that he is all about courage. He is all about hope. He is all about compassion. So if you're going to Mexico and you're going to be jumping off one of those cliffs, let me know, because that could be our next video.
And Christine Francis Poe, you are about courage, hope, and compassion. Tell the folks how to find you on Facebook, and if you have any websites you want to refer them to.
Okay, so for Facebook, it's facebook.com/travelingTICO, and that's with two L's. It's T-R-A-V-E-L-L-I-N-G-T-I-K-K-O. This is in transition. Soon it'll be known as just plain TECO or TECO Travels. Our website is TECOTravels.org, TICKOTRAVELS.org. It's still under construction, but you're going to love the website. It's a lot of fun.
We're also on Twitter,
so twitter.com/travelingTECO. And when
Facebook.com/travelingTECO, TECOTravels.org, Twitter.com/travelingTECO. I can't wait to be traveling to those websites and check it out. And hopefully you folks will do the same. Why did Dorian name his polar bear TECO?
Oh, well, you know, this Dorian's response to that question is always the same. So I'll say this on behalf of Dorian, because I like the name TECO, but it's actually spelled T-I-C-O, and my mom made a mistake and called it TECO, T-I-K-K-O, which is actually a good thing. And the reason he says that is TECO, T-I-C-O, is the Travel Industry Council of Ontario, which is kind of funny because it's travel, right? But I don't think they would appreciate it if we had called our bear T-I-C-O, TECO.
Good point. I understand how people going on vacations, bungee jumping, all of that, they bring TECO with them. But is there anything you want to say about how TECO does raise awareness? Because it might trigger other ideas for other people and what they can do to raise awareness.
Oh, absolutely. Well, again, when they take the bear on vacation, we always send the bear, it has a little wish list, so it's TECO's wish list of things that he'd like to do while he's away. The most important is, let's say the bear is going to Africa, which may not be a great example, but he's there right now, actually, or on his way to Africa, and they would introduce TECO to the locals. So, you know, for ourselves, when we went to Florida with Dorian, it was his first big trip this year, every step along the way we drove, I would stop, talk to people that I met, and 9 times out of 10, they knew someone with autism, which is actually very sad to say. But they were thrilled to be a part of it, so I would give them a little card that gave them the Facebook page, and they would join Traveling TECO on Facebook. What I do behind the scenes is I actually will research autism in all the areas that TECO goes. So the more he travels around the world, the more we're learning about autism around the world, the different kinds of support that's available around the world. I especially love stories about autistic children or children living with autism who are extremely gifted, which most of them are. Inspirational stories, I post links on the Facebook page about these children. So all the information about autism that I can come up with, I put on TECO's Facebook page. So what we're getting is the general public, you know, just people that may not even have autism in their lives, coming together with the families that do live with autism. And that's how we're raising the awareness. We're not only uniting them, they're giving each other support. I had one lady who took TECO on vacation who literally cried and said, "Christine, I wasn't able to have children of my own. I don't know anyone autistic, but I am just so happy to be a part of this. I feel so blessed. Thank you so much for doing this." So
wow.
I've always said this, TECO is not just about raising the autism awareness, although that is Dorian's campaign. TECO is about bringing the world together with love and compassion.
Courage, hope, and compassion. That's our special guest today, TECO, that has those qualities, courage, hope, and compassion. Let me go to my studio once again, and let me go to Mary. Is there something you want to share relative to autism or any personal experience?
Yeah, actually I have several friends that have autistic children, and they're so gifted, and it's just so sad how society just shuns them and doesn't accept them for, you know, their talents. You know, a lot of them have, well, the two that I know, you know, have some unacceptable social skills that we all frown upon. But my whole point of calling in is, we don't realize how much cleaning products are killing us. And I know, Joyce, you have a wonderful product that you're a part of, and I just want to plug Shackley's. Been around for 50-plus years. And I really
and Mary, we covered this before, and we need to move on. So I didn't know if you had any personal experience with someone with autism. If not, we only have a few minutes. I have tons more questions. Anything you want to say about autism?
I just think a great show, and thanks for bringing awareness to Joyce Berry's and Friends show. Thanks so much.
And that's designed to bring awareness today to autism. And our wonderful guest today, Christine Francis Poe. Folks, goodness, I have so many more questions. How did Dorian come up with the idea, and how does he feel it will help kids like him?
Well, I had told Dorian a story that I had heard. I had a friend over for tea, and she was telling me this lovely story about a little girl who had cancer, whose dream was to see the world. And, of course, she was too sick to go, so she had a teddy bear. And what happened was people would take the teddy bear, and they would pass the teddy bear from one person to the next until this teddy bear was traveling the world. So in a sense, the girl felt that she was seeing the world because they would send her little notes back and postcards and say, this is where your bear is, this is what your bear is doing. And it was such a beautiful story that when Dorian came home from school, I wanted to share it with him. And he said, Mommy, I think Tico should go out into the world to raise autism awareness. But I don't want people to pass him around because I'd be really sad if Tico didn't come back home. So I said, well, why don't we have people who we know who are going on vacation take Tico and then bring him back? And he loved that idea. Of course, the first trip when Tico was ready to go to Jamaica, Tico suddenly vanished and we couldn't find him. So I think Dorian had a few reservations.
You had to put out a missing polar bear report.
Yes, we did. So, but the thing is, you know, he had bought me a polar bear for, I think it was my birthday, and I had one just like Tico, and I said, you know what? It's funny how Tico is missing at the moment, but how about we send mine instead? So
that's
what we did.
Funny. Very, very good. Folks, let me just refer you to my official website. It's joycebarry.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, joycebarry.com. I am a success coach, a master coach, which means I coach other coaches. I also love working with people that are interested in health and home business opportunities with incredible healthy products. So you want to check that out, joycebarry.com. You will find countless testimonials from people all across America, people just like you, and here are just a few.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy, and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? a coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
Coach Joyce here. Just put radio show in the subject line. I'll be happy to give you a free consult to find out if having a coach resonates with you, if having a home business resonates with you, and the kind of healthy products that can really, really impact your life in a positive way. Back to you, Christine Francis Pope. Who is helping support your campaign, and what is the public's response?
Well, as I said, we get a lot of wonderful people that we're blessed to have in our lives helping us with this campaign. Public response has been absolutely amazing. We actually have 7 ambassadors for autism in various locations around the world. These are people that took Tico on vacation, but they ended up going above and beyond. They basically try to do what I do behind the scenes. They promote. They get photo opportunities. We have a lady in England, Benny Bear, is her teddy bear. She does a lot of fundraising for autism, so she takes Benny Bear and Tico together. They've now become best friends. So it's this great big bear and this little polar bear. We have Gary and Tracy Latondress, and they are the ones who set up the photo opportunity with Justin Trudeau, with a lot of different rock bands. They've been truly amazing, and they're in Ottawa. We have Dennis Nerpio. He's at Surf's Up, and he's going to be helping us do a surfing video. That's going to be one of our ones for the series, and he has a son with autism. We have Patrick Gallagher. He's in Toronto, and he just took Tico to the Toronto St. Patrick's Day Parade. So Tico doesn't just go on vacation. He'll go out for special events as well. And we have Carol Link, and she is in, I believe it's Pickering, and she works with sensory toys. She does a lot of work for Children's Wish Foundation and Sick Kids Hospital and a lot of different trade shows where she meets a lot of families with autism. So she also is one of our ambassadors. And we have Leanne Weber-Warner. She's with Loose Lenses, and she's kind of our official photographer. She comes out and does a lot of photos of Tico with me. I do something called Tico on the Town, where we will feature different cities. I'll go out for the day and I'll take photos of Tico around the town. And our last ambassador for autism is Kitsa Stati. She's in Milton. Her son Mateo is actually one of Dorian's close friends, and Mateo also has autism spectrum disorder. And they do a lot of great work with Tico. So we have those 7 wonderful people. And I cannot not mention that I have the most amazing 2 people working with me behind the scenes. They're an amazing marketing team. Howard, Karen, I love you guys. And they are going to help us take Tico to the next level.
So it sounds to me like your personal role is fundraiser and chief ambassador for public awareness.
Well, not so much the fundraising side. There's a little bit of fundraising I've done with Tico. We had a little boy in Minnesota who has autism, and his mom, you know, they just didn't have the funds for me to send Tico to them. And, of course, with the fundraising I do for Dorian, money's very tight, so I fundraised to send a Tico out to Noah. He's the sweetest little boy, and one of the people I have on Facebook, her mom makes these gorgeous quilts, and she read that we were trying to fundraise to send Noah Tico, and so she donated a quilt, and we fundraised with that, and we sent Tico out to Noah, and I just... You know, I said, you know what, that bear's supposed to stay with Noah, so we let him keep that Tico. Very special.
What is your dream for Tico? What is your big, big dream?
My dream for Tico is he'll be successful in showing the world how truly special these children are and that ultimately there will be more financial and compassionate support for families living with autism, because Tico knows accepting a child with autism truly defines unconditional love.
And finally, Christine, how can people make a difference? What kind of volunteer opportunities can they engage in?
Well, you know, taking Tico on vacation, letting people know about our Facebook page, the more people that we can get on board, you know, the more people are going away, or we can make a difference. They might know a child that has autism that would love to be a part of this. Whenever I see anything, any news articles or anything about a family that's going through a rough time and you know, they're living with autism spectrum disorder, I think, oh, I wish they would come back to our page, because we want to show them they're not alone. We want to show them that we're here to support them. So by spreading the word and having everyone come back, that is the best thing that you can do, because we're here to help you, and we can all work on this together.
Courage, hope, compassion. Our special guest today, Christine Francis Poe. I thank you so much for bringing this important information to our worldwide show. Hopefully we can make a difference as well. We're reaching people in every corner of the globe, and even if there's one person out there who tells one person, who tells one person, and so it continues. So you have critical mass energy. We got our job done. God bless you, Christine, and all you families that have autistic kids and the kids themselves. God bless you, and hopefully there'll be a brighter tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Joyce.
You're more than welcome. You folks go out, celebrate your life, your friends, your resources. Celebrate all the ways you can make a difference, and that you will.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I wanna listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard, and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.